We like to use the example of a spotlight. And imagine that there's a spotlight between you and the customer, and it swivels back and forth. And whoever the spotlight is on is the most important person. And as long as the spotlight is on the customer, which means as long as you're talking about him or her and his or her needs and his or her problems and his or her objectives and requirements, then the spotlight is on them. The instant you start talking about your product, your service, your company, your life story, the spotlight is on you. The more the spotlight is on him or her, the greater the possibility of you making a successful sales transaction. The more the spotlight is on you and your company and your product, which is of great indifference to him, remember, people don't buy products, they buy benefits, and benefits are always theirs. As long as the focus is on you, the emphasis in the sales conversation is in the wrong direction. And so focus all of your attention. What do you need? What are you after? What are you looking for? Why would you buy this? What are you presently using? What has been your previous experience in this area? What would cause you to change? Which brings us to two key points here. In every sales conversation, there is a key benefit. The key benefit is the benefit, the major benefit that would cause the person to buy the product. Also, there is a key issue, which is the major objection that would hold the person back from buying the product. Your job in the course of the sales interview is to uncover the key benefit and then uncover the key issue. Now, the key issue could be price. The key issue could be lack of understanding of the product. The key issue could be your competitor's additional features. The key issue could be a variety of things, but you cannot sell until you've uncovered that key issue or key objection or a major reason within the mind of the buyer that's causing them to hesitate about going ahead. You also cannot sell until you've uncovered the key benefit. We talked about the 80-20 rule a little while ago, that 80% of the value of any group of economic items will be represented by less than 20% of the items. Also holds true in selling, is that if you have 10 features or 10 things that your product can do for a customer, 80% of the value of those 10 will be contained in two of the items. And in most cases, it's actually the 90-10 rule, in that 90% of the buying decision will hinge on 1 or 10% of the things that your product or service can do for that customer. Not all the others. The others will be nice, and the others will be enjoyable, the others will be necessary, but 90% of the decision will probably come to hinge on one benefit that your product can offer. And which brings us to what we call the hot button close, which is considered to be the most powerful of all closes. If you can uncover the hot button, then you must focus all of your time and attention and concentrate on proving overwhelmingly to the prospect's satisfaction that if this is what he or she wants from the product or service, you can absolutely guarantee that that is what they're going to get. The hot button close success depends upon the ability of the salesperson to discover the most important reason for buying the product and then repeating it over and over again. To concentrate on selling that one main point, the point that is decisive for buying action, find it and convince him overwhelmingly of it, and bring the whole decision to hang on that one question. They say press the hot button over and over, but a very good way to uncover this is simply this, is ask the person, Mr. Prospect, especially when they're being reluctant, Mr. Prospect, if ever you were to buy this product, what would cause you to do it? What specific benefit or specific reason would cause you to buy this product if ever you're going to buy it? And if you want to do some market research and you've sold before, go back to your existing customers and say, Mr. Customer, we sold you this 3 months ago. I'd like to ask you a question. And the question is simply this. Why did you buy it? What was the one reason that caused you to buy it? Can you remember what it was? And often they'll say, well, I'll tell you, this is why I bought it. And very often they will tell you the key reason that you can then go out, and that's the hot button that you can push on everybody else that you talk to. There's an interesting story about the real estate salesman who takes a couple to show them a house. The house is a little bit old, but as the couple and the real estate salesman pull up in front of the house, the woman looks, and in the back of the house, there's a beautiful flowering cherry tree. And she says, oh, Harry, look at that beautiful flowering cherry tree. There's a flowering cherry tree in my backyard when I was a little girl, and I've always wanted to live in a house with a flowering cherry tree. And Harry says, shh, never mind, never mind. They get up and they go inside the house. The salesman's no dummy. They go in the house, and Harry, of course, is being the critic, and he says, oh, well, it looks like we're going to have to recarpet it. And the salesman says, yes, that's true, but from here, just look, you can see out through the dining room, you can see that beautiful flowering cherry tree. And the woman looks. And he knew that the woman almost invariably makes the buying decision on the house. And he went into the kitchen. They said, well, the kitchen's a bit small. The plumbing's a little bit old. He said, yes. He said, but just look. out through the window, you can see that beautiful flowering cherry tree when you're preparing dinner. And they went upstairs and he said, the bedrooms are too small and the paint needs to be replaced and the wallpaper is old. He said, yes, but from every room you have that beautiful view of that flowering cherry tree. Well, by the end of the sales transaction, the woman was so excited about the flowering cherry tree, she couldn't see anything else, and the buying decision was made. They bought the house because of the flowering cherry tree. In every single product that we sell, there is a flowering cherry tree. If this is a real prospect, there is something in our product that that prospect really, really wants to enjoy, a benefit that that prospect really, really wants. For instance, many companies who are buying small computers are buying them simply because of their word processing capacity. Most small business people, I will tell you, are entrepreneurs. They have very little patience for detail. They consider bookwork and accounting and finance to be a pain in the neck. They don't like to do it and they don't do it well. If you go in and you try to sell a small businessman on how well this does accounting, they're not interested. What they're interested in isn't selling products. They're interested in communicating with their customers. They're interested in delivery. They're interested in performance. They're interested in profits and so on. If you talk about it as a machine that will enable them to dramatically increase the quality of their contact with their customers, then they're interested. You see, so we must always be careful that we sell in terms of what our customer is interested in rather than what we are interested in.